Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks, and it's good to hear everybody. And of course, this evening is the Seeing of the Divine, Level 4, Session 15, October the 29th, 2019. Now, the core of tonight's program, of course, will be a community call, which is what this is. And we will get started with a serenity meditation from our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel. So now please take a deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel.
Okay. Before I get started with Gabriel, I'd like to say is I'm going to have Gabriel do this centering meditation like we do each time we meet. But after that, if you will just kind of stay in that centered space and let's do a little prayer to the earth and to the elementals and anybody that would like to chime in with their part of that can do so with the intention of giving what assistance that we can if it's in the highest order of the earth. And that means in these, you know, extremes of weather and, of course, the fires in California and Oregon. So,
and remember, star 6 to get in, star 6 to get out.
Okay, yep, that's a good point. Okay, give me a minute here. Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I am here as part of the archangelic realm of Earth to be with everyone this evening in our crucible as we get centered in the moment. So if you will all take a deep breath, be very centered in your sacred heart, very aware. And breathe in love. Love as if your spirit had just been created in that element by the source of your being. Feel what that might have felt like the moment your spirit was created. You are pure light, pure love of Source. Bring that into your awareness, into your body, into your body consciousness. And be the purity of that love, of that light. Perfection. You are in that state of perfection. There is nothing that is needed. be in a state of gratitude for this moment of awareness of your spirit as it was created. Be very conscious and aware so that you can recall this moment at any time. So you will never forget who you are. Another deep breath. Now bring yourself into the awareness of the crucible and of this gathering. Now in this state of awareness, this is Joan, let us focus our attention on the earth and all the earth changes and changes that have transpired in the last year or two. Some of them very devastating. As we viewed it. So let us send that purity of love of Source and the love of light to the elemental communities so that they might use it as is needed in the highest representation of Earth as a Christed planet. If that means these changes must go on for the purification, so be it. We do not interfere with that. If there is something from us that can facilitate a calmness or any assistance that we might bring to our beloved Earth, show us what that is. Now, I invite anyone else who would like to add to that.
I'd like to just hold the vision of beauty and of glowing. Just what it feels like to be absolutely in the Garden of Eden and shine that to the elemental.
There are many paths from point A to B. I'd like to ask the elementals and all the other forces involved in this to find the highest path, the one that creates the highest good in the most ease. I'd like to offer our fathomless gratitude to Gaia and our highest love and light to her as she transitions into the purity and joy of her Christed beingness.
Okay, thank you all very much. That was, again, was our effort, and hopefully it'll be sent with the greatest good in mind. And, of course, I thank you to Gabriel for that wonderful centering meditation to get us off on the right foot this evening. Now, of course, the subject for tonight will be the information that was shared with us in the last session and two, of course, and then the materials and events that happened during our crystal conference. The amount of information and energetics that we are talking about here is massive in scope, and of course we're sure that there are many questions and thoughts that you all would like to share and discuss, and obviously please do. A good place to get started would be the second iteration of the sixth and seventh dimensional template information and energetic signatures. And also, let's discuss what differences have occurred in your own life experience since this last session, which I think would be very interesting and very helpful to everybody. And again, we feel this is a good starting point. So now, without any further ado, as they say, the session is open to the group. Again, star 6 to get in and star 6 to get out. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Katie. And before we get into those topics, I also have an announcement. I'm actually talking for Linda Githens from our group, who is currently in Egypt. She received an assignment to do something while she is physically inside the Great Pyramid. It has to do with clearing the communication lines from the Syrians to the Great Pyramid and to Ur. And since there used to be a very strong, clear channel communication between the Syrians through the Great Pyramid, this is very much in line with the kind of things we're doing. She also has a three-hour layover in Dubai, a city in the United Arab Emirates, which is the country on the southeast side of Saudi Arabia on the Persian Gulf. She thought that this layover would be a great time to beam the new balanced divine feminine masculine, which is the divine image, which we received in the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template. At the conference. Now, Linda will be in the Great Pyramid Sunday, November 10th, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, and she will be at the Dubai Airport Tuesday, November 12th, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she asked me to extend an invitation to the group so that anyone who is interested in joining in this project can do that, and we can do it as a group Christed Collective Consciousness Service Project. So I spoke to Joan about this, and Joan clarified that I should post the details of this on our Gridmasters Facebook page. That's the page to use for such service projects, and the SDI page is for things directly pertaining to our classes and conferences. So this coming Sunday, November 3rd, I will post more details on the Gridmasters page and include some quotes from what Linda sent me by email and by text. And I'll put a short note on our SDI page reminding everyone to check the Gridmasters page. Now, you don't have to actually do the work at those specific times that Linda is there, because we're going to be working in the realm of no time, no space, and we can ask the energies to follow Linda's physical presence. In my case, I'll be setting up a grid with crystals, dragons, and our crucible, and specifically setting it up to follow her movements. and do these projects according to the highest good. Now, I know some people aren't using Facebook and aren't using Gridmasters. Since we may have more of these projects, I hope we're having a lot more of these projects coming up. I'm really encouraging anyone who's not using Facebook to go ahead and get started. I'm not a Facebook user. I use it only for this group. And it's easy to set up so you're not bothered by all the other Facebook stuff going on. And you can actually get notifications, if you choose, right on your phone or computer when someone in our group posts. So it keeps us in touch in real time, and lots of wonderful things get posted there. And it will be on Gridmasters that the details will be. And as long as I'm doing this kind of announcement, at the conference, we decided to create a group email list for anyone who wanted to be on such a group list. And we've got a pretty good one, but not a complete one, done. I'll turn it into an alphabetized Word document. If you would like to be on this and you haven't put your name on Facebook, post it on Facebook or send it to me or whatever works for you. So in a while, we'll actually have a Word document with all our names and emails, and we can contact people very easily. Okay, thanks. That's the end of the announcements.
Oh, thank you for all the work that you all do, and also for this very
special. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Just want to put out that since the conference, I have been experiencing these extraordinary energies, but I can't really define them other than to say they are extraordinary. They have affected me in a number of different ways. I get a little higher highs, and all of a sudden something happens and I get a third dimensional something right in my face. But these extraordinary energies, and again, I can't define them. I would love to have someone else speak up and help me in this whole process. Lots of love to everybody.
This is Sharka. Hi, Mark. I also am experiencing what you call extraordinary energies, and I cannot explain them, so I cannot give you answer for that. However, I wanted to thank you for writing the book. I was using your book on our silence twice, and it changed all my perspective about who we are, where we came from, as on the Earth and the galaxy and the timeline. It just made sense for me finally about that evolution and our golden age, that it actually was billion years ago, not like 200,000 years ago. That's what I used to think. And so thank you very, very much. It was very helpful to me. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Joe. You know what I've been feeling? It feels like my light body is coming online. It's extraordinary, you know, like Marcus said, and some of it I can't define, but some of it I can explain a little bit. I'm pulling in energy through our unifying process from the earth coming up, you know, into the Dan Tien, and I'm getting, you know, in Tai Chi, they talk about that fire in the belly, but I'm not doing Tai Chi to do this. It's just I'm doing meditating. And it's coming up, and it's running up the chakra system. Saturday was probably the best day, and there was some of that going on in my morning meditation, and then I was just... I had this bliss and joy, and it's inner. It was emotional, but I could feel, you know, the physical part of me was feeling that. And I walked around like that all day Saturday. And it's just really potent and powerful, you know, the changes, you know, that, well, what I'm going through, I'm sure everybody else is. Everybody has their own process. But that's, I can't really define anymore, but it really does feel like the light body is really, I'm walking around a lot of times in my light body now. And I think there's a whole lot more available once that gets a little more established.
Thanks, Joe. That was an important point. I think they had been preparing us for this for a long time because, you know, a lot of times in the meditations, they direct us to be in your light body. So I think it's really important to draw your attention to certain things in your body and the energetics of your body. And by just suggesting to that to us on a repeated basis, to where you know, they ask you to feel what it's like in the light body. So now that we have some of these massive energetics of the sixth and seventh dimensional light template online, I think that is a huge creative possibility that is actually transpiring in different ways for different people. It won't be the same. We're all individual expressions of that divine. But by paying attention, I think that's the thing that, for me, I think it's so important to pay attention to the subtle changes that are happening very quickly now, or to how you're feeling, or you can feel that light body coming online. There's a whole different state of being that comes along with that. It's not all something we can define so much, but just start to pay attention to how that is affecting different parts of us, our mental, emotional body, our energy of our body, the chakras, the way the spinning of the triads is a continual spinning. It's not something we have to start because it stops. It doesn't. So that's been my personal observance of things.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hi. This is my new microphone. So this is Kazuko.
Yes.
I wanted to... Yeah, hi. I'd like to share my experience talking about the energies I experienced after listening to the recordings that I received 2 weeks ago. And it was like... seventh dimensional, excuse me, light body part, light template part. And after I listened to it, I came down to the downstairs, and I like to occasionally like to look at the sun, you know, not the directory. But I did the same. I was drawn to the sun, and I was able to actually look at it, and it was different from, you know, any other times that I was looking at the sun. And this sun was white and totally pure white, luminescent, and it was moving. I mean, it's like it was undulating. The surface was undulating. It's like, wow. You know, the ocean waves type of movement. And I was watching it. I was able to just watch it. And then suddenly I realized around the sun was a magenta color all around, and it was just so beautiful. It was just amazing. I've never ever seen something like that with my, you know, the physical eyes. So I just wanted to share that. It's feel like, you know, my third eye is opening, and because that doesn't happen to me normally. I don't see anything. So it was just really exciting, and it was amazing. So I think definitely, you know, our body is changing, and the brain register probably was changing then. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is John. I have to ask, you know, because I've heard so much about, you know, do not look directly into the sun, you will be blinded. What, did you have a little voice inside you that just said it's okay for me to look at the sun now? Or, you know, could you kind of help us understand what happened?
Oh, looking at this, I was just drawn to it. Drawn to it, and uh-huh. Just started to do, I mean, it was behind the glass door. I just saw it first. I was just drawn to the sun, and I just started to look at it, and then I opened the door. It's cold here, but I opened the door the same. I was able to just look at it about maybe for 5 minutes. I was just staring at it.
And oh, my heavens.
So beautiful, the surface of the sun was just, it was just amazing, beautiful, undulating, like pure white, you know, it's hard to describe, but it's in a magenta color all around it.
Wow.
So, well, that's spectacular. Thank you for sharing that. I just can't imagine I would have guts enough to look, you know, but... I'll reconsider it.
Yeah, I'm normally careful. You know, careful not to look at it directly.
Of course.
But I just did that at that time, and I haven't done it ever since. I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
Right. Well, that's a real amazing example of how things are changing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe my brain waves are changing. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah, Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a practice called sun gazing. There's a lot of people that do it, and it's safe to look in the sun when it's very low on the horizon. The first few minutes after sunrise, the last few minutes before sunset, because it's got more of the atmosphere to filter out the harmful rays. So there's people that do that, and they claim amazing things, amazing downloads from doing that, healing, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I've seen it, set over the ocean, and, I've looked directly at it. It took me a while to do it, but, there was no harm at all. But I'm just fascinated that these kinds of things do happen.
Yeah, it was middle of the day, but, you know.
For you. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have to teach a course in it.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
I want to address Mark's question. A lot of the energy that I'm feeling is actually big waves of download of the energy of love. When I integrated the sixth dimensional template, this last iteration, it came in as a spiral of magenta, and it left a spiraling disc in each one of my chakras. And as this new energy is coming in, I can feel it almost like, I call it land there, but it's not always in the same chakra. And so it seems like it's that's where the energy hits or activates or seems to stay and spin in that chakra within my body. And then from that, I can feel it run through more of the light body. So it downloads into my light body from those different layerings. And then sometimes I feel like every cell in my body lights up.
Wow.
And I'll have waves of heat. And that'll be, I mean, to a point that I'll break out in a sweat. When they're rolling through, and it has nothing to do, those waves of heat can go through me in the middle of the night to sitting still. It's not something that's only occurring when I'm being physical, but those waves can come through at any time through the day. And also, if you've been watching the Schumann Residence, you can see that we have been having waves come in that are big pieces of time where we're doing 40 megahertz or above, which is that holding that to me signifies that we are holding planet Earth at that fifth dimensional frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, this is Katie. In response to what you're saying, Charlotte, I'll get there in a second. I'm having a great deal of clarification on some things that have been happening in my body for years, the kind of thing we'd expect from the Temple of Transparency. And what I'm doing to fix the situation is I am turning on the light. I know we talked about that in one of our other calls. I am literally turning on the light in the areas that need it, and it's making a noticeable difference. And I'm also noticing the light is on in every cell. And so I went back we've been to a control room in the Sacred Heart where we have a light gauge. And so I'm paying a lot of attention to that light gauge and keeping it turned up. But literally, it's every single cell in the body, and then a more specific kind of thing in areas that need transformation where I turn the light on. And it's having remarkable effects.
I'll agree with you there. But be able to see, to see them coming in and feel them. And some of them, I want to say when they first come in, they feel thick, almost plasmic, or almost the feeling when water touches your skin. Versus light, airy on some of the waves that are coming in. And I didn't know if that was the intensity of the magnetics coming in. But those are some of the things I'm experiencing and working with. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, everyone. There's so many experiences that I'm having. It's often hard to say what's what and what's going on physically and mental, emotionally. I definitely notice a difference in my mental, emotional body, how it feels more unified. And when I'm not in my highest, like my thoughts are not the highest possible, I can see it right away. It's so easy to see, like, wow, look at what I just thought, and try and rectify that by bringing in a higher emotion and a thought that go together. But about the light in the cells of the body, that's one thing I've been noticing too. And one of the practices that I've been doing when I get kind of like out of that happy, I've been so happy, it's just incredible happy for no reason at all. Then it will, you know, I'll pop right out of it. And one of the practices that I do is to say Katumi's prayer. I am light, but I have all of my cells say it together. And I lead, and I can hear all of my cells like a giant chorus following the prayer with me, word for word. And when I finish, I am light. I feel my whole body is just zinging with that I am light. So I'm happy with that little exercise, and I feel it really changes then my whole mental emotional perspective. Once I've completed that, I'm back up into happy. So I just thought I'd share that.
That's wonderful. Wow.
You know, years ago, Katumi told us in a class that I was part of that his prayer, Katumi's prayer that was channeled by Mark Prophet, contained light packets. So that kind of takes me back to what Katie was saying about that cabinet in the Sacred Heart that has all those light packets in there, and it's a control room. So I agree with you about Katumi's prayer, because I have said it, for at least 15 years every day, sometimes more than once a day. Because if I am distressed about anything, it puts me back in that centered space, because I try not to say it as a rote prayer, but I focus on what I am saying, because that brings that into my conscious awareness. So, Rosemary, I thoroughly agree with you. It just has a very transformative effect on the consciousness.
Yes, I'm glad you shared that too, because I definitely feel an instant uplift.
Yeah. I also would like to hear somebody's opinion on, last time we focused mostly on that second iteration of the six-dimensional light template. The sixth and seventh dimensional light template work together. They're dependent on each other, the magnetics and the electrical charges, but that element of love is so important and an integral part of this, whether, you know, you're focusing your attention on the divine masculine and divine feminine unification that's taking place through that template, or in the creative process, or in focusing on you as light, as that beautiful emanation of the divine essence, loving yourself as you are loved by the source of your being. So I think that, you know, the working together of those two light templates is such an integral part of our evolution and our ascension process. So does anybody have any comments or anything they want to say about that?
Hello.
Hello.
It's Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
With the sixth and the seventh, one has to be in place in order to engage in the seventh. So that
correct.
Magnetics of that six is when you start feeling that flow of that energy of love flowing in. I was playing with what I call my heart wings. It's that
mm-hmm.
that picture of your heart and then the wings that go out. And to me, I was allowing that energy of love to come in and then to feel my love. What's my version of that? What does my love feel like to me? And run that through my heart until it gets so full that it goes out into the into my, you know, whole field. And then at one point I put my arms out, and from fingertip to fingertip, through my heart being the center, I created a figure eight, the infinity sign, and then filled that with all that love. So I feel like I have wings. So when I can give a big heart to heart, wrap my love wings around people, and around yourself. I know we have to work with ourselves first, and that was part of what does it feel like to me when it comes, you know, off my hands. I know my clients will comment how warm my hands feel, the energy that's coming off them when I'm working on them doing massage. And I needed to see the change for myself on my own body as we're bringing that in, because that is key element in everything we're going to create, because that's the changing factor in all the glue in our creations.
I agree. I think that's a wonderful practice, to feel your hands on your body in a loving way. How many times do you ever do that? You know,
and even
not
the,
very often.
No, and even the practice of just putting your hands against each other so you can feel that emanation coming off. Can you feel the change in yours? You know, because you got to compare, I call you to you or day to day or where you're at for that, you know, at that time. You know, like, do it before meditation, do it after meditation, and see the difference when, you know, when you can, you know, I always call when you feel what I call powered up, fully lit. And then walk around in that all day. Take it to Walmart. It's quite entertaining.
Yes. To me also, you said he... At the end of a session when I was teaching those classes, he would say, well, I'm off to Walmart. That was his thing. Because he said, you can bring so much light and love to Walmart. You have not, you can't believe it. So try it sometime.
And I think the biggest piece with the energy of love is it's an element in... We've in our societies, it's all about romance and sex, and people just don't even have a concept or feel about that creative force that element of love actually is.
Right, and we're just starting
power
to learn
the
that.
Energy of love.
Yeah, right. I think we're just starting to learn that with these light templates getting more activated, and also our light body. I think there is a kindness to ourselves that is present that hadn't been there before.
Well, we haven't had access to it in the manner of which we have access to it now.
Right.
And so we were functioning with what we had experienced to this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, this is Katie again. Back to that turning on the light in areas of my body that need attention. When I turn on the light, it's also absolutely with the element of love. And what I'm doing is I'm not like fighting something or getting rid of something or destroying something. I'm offering to those areas transformation into the light. So the whole thing becomes a loving win-win situation.
Right.
And so that you can bring forth that pristine version, the original one before all the crazy distortions and overlays and shutdowns or whatever you want to call it we've survived through, and get it running at that, you know, well-being level.
I find, this is Jenna, I find it's a simple practice but very powerful. I give myself a hug a day at least. You know, just putting my own arms around myself and giving myself a hug, or taking that to the mirror and seeing the reflection of myself, loving myself in that way, because the hand chakras, you know, envelop around the body, and I find it creates quite a sort of a tube torus flow of love and light. It's very, very sweet practice. Very simple, but very sweet. And I think getting more powerful all the time.
This is Sharka. I would like to add to my experience also with the transparency energies that I have noticed the change in my relationship with my husband and with people who I am in contact with like every day, and also with myself, I'm so much more kind to myself, and because of that I'm kinder to all the other ones too, and that's a great, tremendous difference in my life, in my how I'm experiencing patience in my life. That's all.
Thank you.
This is Anne-Marie. Joan, I am really a lover of that prayer, the Katumbi prayer, and it's part of my daily routine every morning. And also when I go for a walk, especially at this time with all the leaves and all the beautiful colors or the flowers in the neighborhood, I'm quite, brings a greater awareness of the beauty and an appreciation for what is all around me. Sort of brings me in the moment, appreciating every moment of the day. So that's it.
Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. Do any one of you ask to be taken to the temple of transformation of transparency before you go to sleep at night to ask the Syrians or Anrata to come and get you? Have you tried that practice?
I've asked, but I don't recall being transported there yet.
No, I can't hold on to it, but I do ask.
Yes, yes.
Hi, this is Pat. Hi, everybody, Joan and John. I may have indirectly or unconsciously asked to go there because I've noticed a couple of times in my dreams that I'm in a place surrounded by just incredible light and tones and sound, and then I see me in this life, much like Anrita said, that we would be looking in a very neutral, non-judgmental way at the experiences, the events in our life. And I have been shown in some of the dreams things I remember very well where I didn't use good judgment, or perhaps I was judgmental of others, or I just missed the mark. And then also shown where I didn't miss the mark, and I did well, or I brought more love into myself, as others have talked about, and to others, but that I felt like I was being surrounded by these columns of light, and words are very, very hard to express it, but it was almost like a huge embrace or hug, and then the screen of me looking at these various events and kind of almost lovingly being taught, all right, now that you were showing some emotion there, that's okay. You can do it again. Try it again. So it feels like, pardon me, it feels like they're helping me practice. And by the end of last week, and I didn't hold these spaces very long, like you were saying, Joan. They were just like flashes. But by the end of the week, I noticed that even in my walking around life, when I would remember something from that dream and maybe being in the temple, asking to be there, that in my walking around life, I could look at that and there was just a sense of, oh, uh-huh, oh, okay. And it was an okay and a neutrality and just real love. And I don't know that I am doing that right or not, but it feels good, particularly with some things where I felt like I made terrible mistakes, you know, as a teenager or in my 20s. That I can look at that and just smile and love me and feel absolute neutrality. So that's what I've experienced with that temple. And I assume if I was there in my dream, I wouldn't have been there because Anrita, I think, made it pretty clear that we can't go there on our own. And I can certainly understand that. But I just think this is such a gift. It is such a gift. And I think that it comes from the sixth and seventh templates to kind of jettison to be able to be in a spot like that. Yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Well, I thank you for sharing, but, I think that even if you go there in the dream state, you, at some time during that time, you must have asked to be taken there, or you could have been there.
I assume so, yeah.
So I always make it, for me, not every night, but almost every night I ask to be taken there. And I have no remembrance of going there. So at least you have that vivid awareness. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you. I wanted to share one other thing since the conference. And it is that I feel I'm getting better at really being focused on an intention to create manifestation of that within physical form. And I thank Kathleen. And I think Kathleen McGarry sent me a template of, it's very simple circles of the flower of life. I think she said Joe had given it to her. So thanks, guys. I downloaded that. I have some health issues. And I immediately sat down and felt more focused than I ever had. Put that main intention in the middle with the supporting statements of the five around there. Put crystals or anchis kind of on there to hold it, and every day hold my hands over that. And what I wanted to share was that I was very, very specific, like saying exactly what I needed in terms of a blood test. And this week I saw my doctor, and the changes happened within the blood test.
Wow. Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, but I want to share that because we can all do that. And I really think that the sixth and seventh templates have taken this beyond intentions that I've done in the past where I would say something, I'd write it down on a post-it, and then I kind of forget about it. This feels like mastery. This feels like what all the divine ones have talked to us about. We are creators.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me share.
I think that's what's so important about these community calls that, of course, Kathleen shared that at conference about that grid, but I think those are the important things that we can share with one another, what works for us, how we do things. I think that is really important to share with one another on these calls. It's invaluable because not everybody thinks about the same things. And so it might be helpful to someone who is really in need of what you have to offer. So thank you very much for sharing that. Does anybody else have anything before we close tonight that they'd like to share or talk about?
I do.
Okay.
There was somebody else that was jumping in. All right, so I'm going to go. One of the things that I've been finding with the energy of being in the temple is that I asked to go there, but my walking around space, I seem to be able to just intuitively put my attention on something and information opens up and lets me see the behind the scenes, or the whole thing is just opening up. So I'm getting information on things a lot more than I ever did before. But that's something that I've worked with a lot, is mm-hmm. to try to see the whole picture, you know, not just what I see, but what, for me, what I don't see, so that I could discern the truth, my truth.
Or you couldn't have a bigger picture of something, you know, that's
exactly.
going on. Yeah.
Exactly. And so
you know, Cliff and I spend a lot of time going over things back and forth, and we've kind of opened up a discussion about the fifth dimensional space. And, you know, my understanding is that we are working with the archangels and this group project to not just bring in light templates, light packets, activate, be bringing ourselves up in the ascension process, but also to bring humanity up, replaying a lot of what was done in Atlantis. And my words are always, how did we get duped if we were such high energy, or if we were so whatever in Atlantis, how did we get duped so that we don't do that again? And so the discussion that we had is that in the fifth dimension, there isn't any negativity. And my opinion is that, yeah, there is. And
yes.
So another question that we had was, what dimension do we remember ourselves in? Because I don't recall it yet. I don't recall what dimension I was in the last life that I remember in Atlantis. I haven't gotten that information yet. And I thought, well, maybe I'd ask you guys, just because I believe that even in fifth dimensional space, being in this temple is so huge for us, so that we can replay Atlantis outer, so that we can change the course of going forward and bringing humanity with us, of course, but without the cataclysm, you know, basically.
Right.
I don't know how else to sugarcoat it. But so if anybody's got any input on that, it's kind of a discussion that we've been having that we opened up the other day. And I guess the question is the discernment in fifth dimensional space, I still think we need our BS meters.
Yeah, what I know about that, Jody, is it's not a perfected state. There are anomalies in fifth dimension. There are anomalies in seventh dimension in our life. In the golden era, we operated in that 12th to 15th dimension, and it was not the same density that we have here. So I think that when you get below the ninth dimension, there are less distortions than there are at fifth, but every time there was a decline in the collective of Atlantis beneath, you know, another layer and another layer, you had more and more distortions, so your creations were distorted. That's
right.
Does anybody else have anything to say about that?
I just think it's a very big day to day walking around space for me as I'm you know, watching the news, which I don't do, but as my mother calls me up and tells me what's going on in the world, or you know, to do these service projects to really stay out of judgment, but yet to see the big picture, so that it helps me to discern where I'm at. And, you know, because I'm no longer thinking or researching, you know, who's right, who's wrong. You know, I go inside. And you know, this is, since conference, it's really been simpler and more powerful, my answers, my internal answers. So that's my experience of a lot of this work. And I am definitely looking for different walking around spaces, walking around applications for being in that temple. So I think it's huge.
It is huge.
Huge space.
That other person that was on the line before, do you want to make a comment before we close?
It was area code 574.
Hello, this is Mark again.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
I just wanted to thank everybody for the sharing tonight, because these energies that I was talking about, which are still very undefined for me, have just been flowing in wave after wave after wave as I'm listening to all of this discussion that's gone on tonight. So thank you. Thank you all. I'm grateful.
Okay, that being's on the line. That 5-4...
5-4-1. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, I don't know who that would be. That's Kelly. Can you hear
I don't
me?
Know who that is. No, who
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kelly.
Okay, hi.
Who is that?
This has been a really nice just listening to everybody. And I apparently I was confused by a piece of information from the conference. I thought I heard that we were not supposed to try to go to the Crystal Palace, the Clear Cathedral, without being invited by one of the archangels or Anrita or somebody like that. So I didn't try to go. And what I've heard tonight is, well, maybe so it's totally okay to go. You just ask for assistance to get there. Is that?
No. In the last conference call that we had, the teaching conference last time, where Anrita said to ask him to be taken there in the sleep state, and he would come and get you and take you by the hand.
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
You remember that?
I do now, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, but they did say not to go there on your own, that you wouldn't be admitted.
You can hold hands and skip all the way.
I think I'll try that tonight. Thanks.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, me too. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, anybody else?
I think that's it.
Okay, let's all take a deep breath and see ourselves gathered in a circle, holding hands in our crucible, and being in gratitude for all that is available to us now, and all the many beings that contribute to the consciousness of our crucible. And in that gratitude, we close our session. Good night, all.
Good night. Blessings.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, everybody. Blessings.
Blessings to you.